twice for Jessica. It is recording. We have confirmed. Two times push button. Hi, Dave. I fixed it. It's working this morning. Yeah, sometimes we have human operator error with the microphones and recorders. So, all right, Proverbs 25, shall we? Let's look at 8 through 10. As we wait on Layla to get here. So, 8 through 10. Somebody read that.
What your eyes have seen, do not hastily bring into court. For what will you do in the end when your neighbor puts you to shame? Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another secret. Lest he who hears you bring shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end.
All right, my verse 8 starts with, do not go out hastily to argue your case. Jason, what version are you reading out of?
ESV.
All right, so some of you guys, they take the beginning, or the end rather, of verse 7 and include it with verse 8, okay? And I think that's actually correct. What your eyes have seen, do not go out hastily to argue your case. Otherwise, what will you do in the end? So what's the meaning of that? Why would they include... there's no verses in Hebrew, so it's like, where does one start, where does one begin? We've added in the Greek as well verses and chapter numbers so that we can turn to verse 25 or whatever, but that's not in the original Hebrew text. So why would the guys that put together the ESV include the end of verse 7? What your eyes have seen, do not go hastily out to argue your case. Otherwise, what will you do? Hi, Layla. When you're Ooh, no. Let's just stop and have a moment of silence on behalf of Plato. As we were saying before, why is that included? What's the sense of verse 7? What is it saying?
Is that like when you perceive a wrong, you go and shout it out rather than
Absolutely. When you see something into your eyes, it appears one way. What is our tendency in that matter? Or what are we encouraged not to do? Don't go blab it everywhere. Don't take what you think you have perceived that maybe you may be right, but you also may be wrong, right? Because what ultimately is going to happen? You go to your neighbor, and what does your neighbor do? Humiliate you. Meaning what? Oh, it's not what you think. You saw this, or you thought you saw this, and then you blabbed it all over Facebook and Twitter and took a picture of it and posted it on Instagram, but what actually happened was this, and then you look like, you know, a big fat, you know, turd Ferguson, as we say in our house, okay? It's not good, okay? So how are you to deal with that? Argue your case with your neighbor, meaning you go to the source, and do not reveal the secret to another. So you go, again, it's kind of a good conflict management. You go to the source, you discuss it with them, and you say, man, I saw this, and this is what I perceived. Am I crazy, or is that actually what happened? Okay, you think... Solomon would have hammered this a little bit harder had he known the generation that we live in today of Facebook and Twitter. I mean, just in all the social media outlets where people feel the freedom to anonymously blog and talk about whatever. It drives me batty to see the things that people will say privately on some forum or some social media outlet that they don't have the gall to say to somebody's face. Yeah. I went through all my Rolodex of words, and that's the one I chose. You're welcome. Right? Don't be that person. I think you guys are all mature enough not to do that. But as you guys are with others and instruct others, don't ever, ever, ever say something on a media post, in a blog, that you would not say directly to somebody's face. And if you don't have the courage to say it there, then don't ever post it online, okay? One reason is you may just, you know, it may be right, but if you don't have the courage to say it, then don't say it. The worst case scenario is like this, when you say, man, Layla's late because she's hungover last night. I saw her at the liquor store at 11 at night and she was whatever. Well, the reality may be there may have been a really good reason why she was there. She's not actually hungover, but I told everybody that she was, and that's why she's late. Well, now when I spread it all over social media, she's got a horrible reputation, and I go to Layla and she said, actually, man, TJ sent me to the store because we're making a rum cake for, you know, Aunt Mirtha, and that's why I was at, you know, Discount Liquor or what, I don't know, right? But there could be a perfectly good explanation why she's late. She's actually not hungover. So I know that's the rumor that's being spread, but she's not.
One of my biggest pet peeves is when people put stuff on Facebook or whatever, and they hashtag it, I'm just saying. Or just saying. I was like, well, you said it already. You don't need to say it the same. You know, like, yeah. As if it gives it, like, a, you yeah. know, way out. Yeah. Like,
yep.
Like,
yep. Like, yep. In Texas, you've heard Brad say it? Yeah. Yeah. It's bless their heart and then run them over verbally. Yeah. So, like, that would be, yeah, bless their heart. That guy's an idiot, you know. So, just be aware of that. And I think we live in a society where the ability to do that without having to actually back up your words, you can put something out there and be detached from it. It was a lot different when those outlets weren't available. Be aware of that and teach people that you guys disciple, man, responsible. I don't know, Facebooking, I don't know what that is, but it, just to be aware of that and to not find pleasure in someone else's pain and to not humiliate someone for your own gain, right? I was challenged not too long ago, I think it was Brad talking, but I was like, what if you just used social media as an outlet to uplift other people? And not about me, not about look what I've done, not look at my picture. I thought, man, that's, how often do I post stuff that's about, you see what so-and-so did? That's phenomenal. And I am encouraged by their ministry or their walk or whatever it may be. It's much easier. And I think our tendency is to want to have, you know, the People magazine, Gossip Column, Inquirer, all over that. And we're interested in that. So Solomon rails against that 2,000 plus years before Facebook. So 3,000 years before Facebook. So take that, okay? So stuff is still useful today, all right? Other thoughts on that before we move on to... Same.
I've kind of done that before with the kids. I'll think that one kid did it, and he totally didn't know. Look at me like, that is so embarrassing. Like, you know, yeah. If they were older, they would totally lose respect for me if they yeah. were in kindergarten. They don't know what's going on.
It's good that kids are made out of rubber and they have short memories, right? So, absolutely. We had a situation in the class that I was in last year in our off-the-front classroom where horrible, but we were at the very, very end of our season of kids earning bikes, right? I'm working in this classroom with fourth graders, and like a week before the kids were supposed to get their bike, there were three kids that were left in the classroom when the class went out to recess. One of the kids decided to go steal $100 out of their teacher's purse. $100. This is a fourth grader, right? Cash out of her purse. Saw it, scoped out the situation, waited for the teacher to be gone, takes $100, okay? And when it all went down, there were two other kids in the room. One kid was like in the corner cleaning erasers or something, right? Completely innocent of the matter. This kid throws that kid under the bus, blames that person. And when that didn't work, then she blamed this other gal. And all of a sudden, there were three people. These other two were like, one was kind of complicit, one was completely innocent. But this other girl, because she didn't want to get caught, blamed these other two. And the teacher's like, you know, off with all your heads, basically. And she's ticked, rightly so, you know, and sends them to the principal's office. And it was like a 3-week ordeal trying to figure out which kid was lying, which kid was telling the truth. And this one kid's absolutely in tears because she's like, I was just here at the wrong time, actually trying to do something good. And all of a sudden now I'm getting thrown under the bus, you know, and it's hard to distinguish. So anyway, awful situation, but it happens, right? And it's easy for us to jump to conclusions that aren't necessarily right. And based on what our eyes see, right? You walk in a room and there's three kids and they all got money in their hand. Where did this money come from? I don't know, just take it, you know. You're guilty. So we've all done it.